Well, today, August 2nd, is the feast day of St. Peter Julian Aymar, the great apostle of the Blessed Sacrament. He's a priest born in France in the year 1811 in the Diocese of Grenoble. For the first 18 years of his life, he followed his father's trade, which was as a knife maker, but then he felt the call to the priesthood. He was ordained to the priesthood at the young age of 20 in the year 1831, and then joined the Marist Fathers. And for 17 years, he worked with the Marist congregation, and was even the rector of their college for a number of years. But then on a pilgrimage in the year 1851 to Notre Dame, he began to be inspired by the Holy Spirit to found an order where all the priests would be devoted entirely to the Blessed Sacrament. And he said, the idea haunted me. He said that Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament had no religious institute to glorify him singularly. So this idea began to germinate within him to establish an order of priests and nuns that would be totally devoted to Eucharistic adoration, preaching Eucharistic missions, and spending as much time before the Blessed Sacrament as possible. And so the idea began to develop, and he got the encouragement of Pope Pius XI. Eventually, he submitted his plans to the Archbishop of Paris, and these were approved. He began with one other companion, and from this very small beginning, eventually they grew to two houses, and then the novitiate was set up. He received a great deal of opposition because people did not want him to leave the Marist congregation that he had belonged to for 17 years. He also got the encouragement of St. John Vianney, who knew was very close friends with Peter Julian Aymar, and he said, referring to St. Peter Julian, he is a saint. His work will do great things for the glory of God. During his lifetime, he set up the Blessed Sacrament Fathers and Brothers. He also helped to establish what's called the Congregation of the Blessed Sacrament and the Sister Servants of the Blessed Sacrament. His whole life was spent helping the poor, doing apostolic work, and giving retreats about the Eucharist, and spending time in Eucharistic adoration. Even during his busy life, he was able to write a whole library of books called the Library of the Blessed Sacrament. So he wrote 9 books. I hope all of you can get copies of these books, and hopefully they're still in print. He wrote these books. He has a whole book. They're all about this size, nice and small. One about the real presence, one on Holy Communion, one on Eucharistic retreats, 2 books on the Eucharist and Christian perfection. One is called the Eucharistic Handbook. Another one, Our Lady of the Blessed Sacrament. Another one, The Month of St. Joseph. And his last one, In the Light of the Monstrance. All beautiful books showing different aspects of the Eucharist. During the last 4 years of his life, he suffered terrible illnesses and pains. He had insomnia, so if any of you suffer from that, pray to St. Peter Julian Aymar. In the year 1868, his health broke down, and he had to return home to his hometown of Lemur in France. About 10 years ago, when I was driving through France with another priest, visiting different Catholic churches and shrines like Notre Dame and Rue de Bac and Ars and La Salette, we were just driving down a country road, and there it said, a sign said, Lemur, and in French it said, the birthplace of St. Peter Julian Aymar. So we pulled the car over into the church and visited the church, and we got to see the baptismal font where he was baptized, and the altar rail where he made his first communion, and the confessional where he made his first confession. And that was just a little small country parish, but now they have a beautiful church built, beautiful sign and shrine built in honor of this great saint who came from their town. He was beatified in the year 1925 and canonized during the Second Vatican Council in the year 1962. And I'll give you a blessing with the relic of St. Peter Julian Aymar. You can venerate this relic after Mass. And I think that the great thing we can learn from his life was his complete devotion to the Eucharist. His whole life was centered on Christ in the Most Blessed Sacrament, the source and summit of the Christian life, as Vatican II wrote. And so it's very appropriate that he was canonized during the Vatican Council, which wanted to draw our emphasis upon the real presence of Christ in the Most Blessed Sacrament. Through the intercession of St. Peter Julian Aimard, may he give us all a great love for the Blessed Sacrament and Eucharistic adoration. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.